May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 624. The Lord Jehovah is our Father and our friend. Immortal majesty is His, nor can His glory end. Hymn 624.
Thank you. Let's read together from the Word of God, from the Book of Psalms, reading together from Psalm 89, and we will read the first 29 verses. Psalm 89, reading the first 29 verses. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish for ever, and build up thy throne to all generations, Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favour our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defence, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One, and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him for evermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure for ever, and his throne as the days of heaven. May the Lord bless that portion of his word of truth to us and help us in prayer. O Lord, our God, in thy merciful kindness towards us, thou hast enabled us to gather together in thy name, in the means of grace, and upon this, thy Lord's Day. O Lord, we do pray that as we each seek to approach unto thee, thou wilt prepare our hearts by thy Spirit, by thy grace, that our hearts may be lifted up unto thee in real and true prayer and praise and adoration of thy great and thy holy name, and to thank thee, Lord, that we are come thus far, and it is a great mercy, Lord, if thou hast put a desire in our souls, and at this time, that we should be found at thy feet, ready to hear thy voice in the gospel, what thou wilt say unto our souls. O Lord, we come before thee, differing in our needs and our conditions, each and every one of us, Lord, truly have a great need. They're differing. But, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt appear, and at this time, to each and every one of us, reveal and manifest thy face to us. Show to us, Lord, thy mercy, thy goodness, and Lord, it is towards those the most undeserving of it, those, Lord, who so oftentimes feel to be such hypocrites as they come to the means of grace. Feel, Lord, those indeed unworthy, that thou shouldest look down upon them, that thou shouldest show any favour at all towards them. And, O Lord, they often feel themselves truly those empty of all that is good and filled with all that is ill. O Lord, these opposites they meet with, and, Lord, these contradictions in their souls, O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt draw near, lift us up, Lord, above ourselves, above a carnal nature. Lift us up, Lord, and bring us to thyself and where thou art. Bring us, Lord, we pray thee, into the enjoyment of thy salvation. Remove all the coldness, the darkness from us, and, O Lord, bring us, that we might know what it is to dwell in the light of thy countenance. O Lord, then our needs are great. We're poor in spirit, Lord, often spiritually impoverished. But lift us up, Lord. Thou hast promised, Lord, that thou wilt raise the poor from the dust and the beggar from the dunghill. O Lord Jesus, raise us up. Lord, bring us near to thyself. And, O, may we be enabled at this time through the word, through the gospel, know thee to be our portion and our portion forever. Bring us, Lord, into the sweetness and the blessedness of thy word, and that those things that truly are set forth and in the scriptures, in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and truly, Lord, in the psalm that we have read together, oh, that Lord truly set forth and in prophecy the blessedness and the fullness of the gospel. And Lord, where thou art revealed and where thou must have been a blessing, Lord, to the Old Testament saints, their faith fixed, Lord, in the blessedness of thy promises to thy people, a precious Christ, or that one that should come. But, O Lord Jesus, the blessedness that we have found under this day, as they hoped and were blessed under the promises, oh, that thou didst come. And, O Lord Jesus, the blessed and glorious revelation, the Lord Jesus, of thyself, thy rich mercy towards sinners, the redemption of the church, and through the cross, Lord Jesus, and where thou didst hang and suffer, bleed and die, that thou shouldest deliver thy people from their sins through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Oh, the greatness, Lord, of our redemption. May we never forget thee, Lord, what it truly did cost thee to put away our sins and our iniquities. May we continue to realize day by day whose we are and to whom we do belong, that we are not our own, that we are bought with a price, even the price of thine own heart's blood, oh, that precious blood that thou didst shed so lovingly, so willingly, at Calvary's tree, to wash away all the guilt and sin of thy people, that they should go free, that they should know the blessedness of liberty, and through the cross of Christ. And oh, may it be that we shall be enabled, Lord Jesus, to know what it is now to worship thee, Lord. All the blessings that flow out of thy cross at Calvary, in the gospel of the Lord Jesus, the gracious promises of a covenant God, the absolution of the care and the keeping of the church, and also, Lord, the blessedness of gathering together under the preached word. O Lord, may we not forget all the blessings, all the benefits, which, Lord, thou hast shown and revealed to us this day. May we deem it to be the most gracious blessing and privilege to be found, Lord Jesus, before thee and at thy feet, ready to serve thee, Lord, ready to honour thee, ready to glorify thee, ready, Lord, in our poor hearts to lift thee up and to give praise and blessing to thy name for the wonders of thy grace to sinners and the hope that we have in the gospel of eternal life. Help us, Lord, this day to draw near to thee, Lord, to feel a union and a fellowship to thee. And, Lord, help us to be thankful. Thankful, Lord, in all thy ways and all thy dealings with us. Help us, Lord, that we might go forth in thy name, be true seekers of thy face. And, Lord, though, Lord Jesus, meeting with many opposites and conflict within and without, and yet to know the truth, Lord Jesus, that thou hast for us the victory gained. Thou hast conquered for us, world, flesh, and devil. And so, Lord, we thank Thee. Help us, Lord, to continue. And, Lord, to go forth and to know the blessedness of those tokens day by day of Thine especial love and mercy to us. Be with us each, Lord, in our homes, in our families. O Lord, be with each and every one. Lord, be that one to dwell with and in the midst of Thy people, wheresoever they are. And Lord, may it be that there shall indeed be found a real and true godliness in our homes. And Lord, the places that Thou hast given to us here below, and to which, Lord, Thou hast provided for us. Oh, help us, Lord, that we might find more and more of that settled peace and rest of Jesus in the gospel. May we know what it is, Lord, day by day, to take up Thy word, to seek Thee, Lord, for truly redeeming the time, for the days are evil. O Lord, undertake for us in this way. So bless us in our homes and in our families, and help us by faith to live upon Thee and to serve Thee. We pray Thee, Lord. Help us, Lord, to commit all our cause and concerns into Thine ever-merciful hands. And, Lord, to know the truth that Thou art prayer-hearing and prayer-answering for Thy people. And, Lord, to wait patiently upon Thee. Oh, it may not be, Lord, that Thou wilt answer our prayers immediately, but Thou hast promised, Lord, that there is a set time to favour Zion, or that Thou wilt appear. Oh, may each one of us know that patient waiting upon Thee and for Thine appearing for us. Be with Thy church, Thy people here, as they gather together in Thy name week by week. Undertake for them, Lord, and bless them with Thy presence, the help and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we do pray that Thy word and Thy truth may be profitable to their souls, to build them up, to edify them in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, to learn and to know of Thee, to know a little, the Lord, of that inward strengthening of the new man of grace. O Lord Jesus, appear for us. Feed, Lord, the souls of Thy people with spiritual meat and drink, that their souls might live, that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be with the deacons here, and those who have the care and the watchfulness over Thy people. And do give them grace and wisdom to continue. And, O Lord, direct them in all their path. And we do pray, Lord, let Thy word and Thy truth be a lamp and light, Lord, to their feet and path. And we pray, Lord, that through the gospel, oh, that there may be many, Lord, that shall be brought to know and to realize the blessedness of that joyful sound that we have read together. Oh, that joyful sound that speaks of good news, salvation to sinners. That joyful sound, the pardon and the forgiveness of all sin. Lord Jesus, we do pray that there may be many seekers, many inquirers here, and whose desire is to know Thee, and to know Thee in Thy salvation. O Lord, call unto Thyself all those ordained to eternal life, all those predestinated to believe and to receive Jesus in faith and love upon the cross and for their redemption. O Lord, may it be that this day, or that it may be a set day to favour Zion, not only to feed and nourish the souls of thy people, but Lord Jesus, the ingathering of sinners, we pray thee, Lord. We live in a dark and an evil day, and darkness has covered the earth, gross darkness the people. But oh, we do thank thee, Lord, that the light of thy gospel is able to pierce through and to break through, Lord, all the darkness, all the ignorance of the hearts and minds of sinners, and to enlighten them, to show them their need of a Saviour. And Lord, we pray, oh, we pray, Lord, that there may be all that are here assembled together, oh, that they may be brought, Lord, to know thy pardoning love and mercy at Calvary. Lord, we pray for this. And oh, Lord, may it be that this little place indeed shall be a sanctuary of saints, Lord, and where they gather together, and under the blessing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, we do pray, Lord, that there shall be, Lord, in this place, time and again, that joy and that rejoicing over one sinner that repenteth. So undertake, Lord, we pray, be with thy people here. Hear all the prayers and the petitions that are offered up to thee in this place, and Lord, be prayer hearing to them. We pray for Zion, Lord, this day. We pray that thy word and thy truth may go forth, Lord, to bless thy people in all parts and places. We particularly think, Lord, of our denomination and those that come together, Lord, the ones and the twos, those that are in greater numbers. Lord, thou art the same, Lord, over few or many. Oh, do bless them, Lord, with thy presence, with thy word. Lift up their hearts unto thee in joy and rejoicing in thy salvation. And Lord, may thy word be precious to their souls. Lord, we pray, be with each of thy sent servants. Undertake for them, Lord. Give them grace and ability to stand forth in thy name, to preach the everlasting gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Use them as instruments of usefulness in thy hand. Give them utterance, Lord. Feed the flock of slaughter, Lord. Oh, may the souls of thy people be fed spiritually and nourished, Lord, and that they may grow in grace and knowledge of thee. Lord, be with each unable to attend at this time, Lord. Thou knowest their needs. O Lord, may it be with them, be present, Lord, and in their hearts by faith in thy Spirit. Lord, may they find comfort, peace and blessing, Lord, in thy word. Undertake for them, Lord, keep and preserve them in thy love and fear. But give them, Lord, even at this time, thou knowest the things that detain them. Give them a token for good, Lord, a token that they are thine, or that they're in thy hands, Lord, bearing them up to carry them, and to bring them, Lord, to thyself and where thou art. So be near, Lord, and help thy servant now, that he might speak forth thy word of truth. O Lord, put thy rich treasure of thy gospel in his earthen vessel. Let the power and excellency be of God, not of man. Let Christ be exalted and glorified. Pardon all that is amiss and sinful with us, and we ask these mercies in the name and in the person of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn number 1013. There is a family on earth whose father fills a throne, but though a seed of heavenly birth, to men they are little known. Hymn 1013.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to Psalm 89 and reading together from verse 1. Psalm 89, reading together from verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. This morning we would just seek to notice the first clause of our text, and if it be the Lord's will, to notice the latter clause this evening. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. If the Lord has brought us to his house of prayer this morning with nothing in our hands, nothing to plead, nothing good and in and of ourselves, in our own utter helplessness and weakness, and he gives to us one token of his mercy, we shall have all that we shall ever need this day. One token of his mercy. This is a psalm of instruction and a psalm of teaching. A psalm of Ethan the Ezrahite. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, inspired him, showed him these precious words that he should record. Not only were they recorded for the saints of old, for their spiritual good and prosperity, but for us today. The faith of the Old Testament saints, it was faith in the precious Jesus, faith in him that should come. And isn't this a psalm, dear friends, that doth speak well of his name, the wonders of his grace, the blessedness of his salvation? Why, it is a psalm of the gospel, isn't it? Did we not realize it ourselves? In this psalm, we have the mercies of our God, the praise and the blessing which is due to him from us, dear friends, from us. The psalmist says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And friends, it is incumbent upon us, if we have known any mercy of the Lord, then that it should be our song as well. And forever. To the end of his days. I hope that it will be a truth with every one of us, that we shall be enabled to sing of the mercies of the Lord all our days, dear friends. We have so many comforting truths enclosed in the mercies of the Lord. Those things that are stored up in himself and for his people, to lay them out to his people. In verse 28, my mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore. And it is in this sense of the word. In another psalm it says, and grace was poured into his lips, that it should be poured out again into the souls of poor, needy sinners. This mercy is all stored up in Jesus, to be poured out and to be shown to his people. We live under his mercy, under his grace, and under his goodness. And when it says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, I thought of one or two other songs of praise and deliverance and salvation in the scriptures. We have the song of Moses with the children of Israel, the greatness of their deliverance. Why? It was the mercy of God, dear friends, shown to his people, his gracious hand towards them. Their deliverance temporarily from bondage. We have the song of Anna. She was a poor, needy one, wasn't she? She cried at the throne of grace. She was a broken up soul, wasn't she? But she poured out her soul unto the Lord. All her trouble she laid out to him. And the Lord heard her. And she gave a song of praise and thankfulness to the Lord for that he appeared for her. I want to speak of these mercies. As we have been shown them, first in this psalm, I have made a covenant with my chosen, I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. The precious and blessed truth shown to us of the promise that was given unto David. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom for ever. David greatly rejoiced in that. Oh, he was so favored and so blessed. You see, David's desire was to build the Lord a house. He dwelt in a house of cedars, and the Ark of the Covenant was in a tabernacle of curtains. It was a good desire, wasn't it? But David was a man of war. He had drawn much blood. But the Lord gave him a greater blessing. I will build thee an house and establish it forever. And this truth, David, For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee for ever, and thou, Lord, art become their God. Now listen to this, dear friends. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it for ever, and do as thou hast said. And then, and let thy name be magnified forever. David was so blessed here that through his loins one should come, even Jesus the Messiah, and mercy would come with him, mercy to build up an house forever. Thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people to be a people unto thee forever. Think of this, dear friends. May the Lord trouble our souls, burden our souls. Do we want to be one of these special people here? This is spiritual Israel. A house forever, a people forever. Oh, may the Lord lay that deep concern in each of our souls, that we shall be one of this number, and that we shall be so favored and blessed to walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Friends, this isn't the land of the living here and outside of these walls. It is not the land of the living. It is the land of the dead. But we want to be found in the land of the living. Those that have been raised up from death unto life. May we seek it for our portion, dear friends. It is the most needful thing today, our deepest and our one concern, to be one with Jesus. There are many important things in our lives, dear friends, responsible things, lawful things for us to be about, proper things. But this, to be one of this spiritual number of the Lord's dear people, is the great blessing, the great mercy. And let us see the truth of this. In Isaiah 55, we have this truth. The sure mercies of David. Let us see if we can sing of the mercy of the Lord forever. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Oh, what were those sure mercies of David? It was in David's greater son, dear friends. That is where all our mercy springs from. It is God in covenant with his people. It is what we read together. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. David's greater son, Jesus. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. I mentioned just a little while ago that we might be one of those whom the Lord will bless, and with spiritual life, because, friends, it is death and darkness in this world. The prophet says, incline your ear and come unto me here, and your soul shall live. Live. Have life. Have it spiritually and abundantly. And in Jesus. This word mercy in our text, it means kindness and loving kindness. That is what the word means in the text of it. Kindness and loving kindness. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Friends, I do pray that this word here, oh, that the Lord would appear unto each and every one of us, young and old, yes. Incline your ear. Can we do it ourselves, friends? Can we incline our ears? Does it raise a prayer, dear friends? Lord, incline mine ear. I have heard the word spoken. I have heard of the sure mercies of David. O Lord, let them be mine. Let me know something about them. Is it a prayer? Is thy case an urgent, pressing case? Here is mercy. Come unto me here, and your soul shall live. Is this Jesus speaking to thy soul? Come unto me and hear, and your soul shall live. These sure mercies of David are found in another text. Sure mercies. Unfailing, friends, they are. And they're sure to this truth. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. These are the sure mercies. They're all centered in a precious Jesus. We see here, dear friends, the whole cross of Christ. We see here that dear loving man, he that came to suffer, bleed and die for the sins and the iniquities of his people, that he was one indeed who willingly and lovingly laid down his life for them. The sure mercies, the sure foundation. Oh, my covenant is with him. And wasn't Jesus that one who said, he shall not fail? And he did not fail. He went forth to the cross. This foundation, friends, that God hath laid here is in the person of Jesus. His great love to his people. Let us see this truth then. Let us come to the gospel. God. God. Who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he hath loved us. Even when we're dead in sins. Think of it, dear friends. Was there any greater love? Was there any greater mercy to be shown here? Whilst we were laid in our sins, the corruption of our hearts, God loved us. And sent his dearly beloved son to suffer, bleed and die for us. How great was God's love to his people. How it is seen in the person of Jesus. But let us see these loving kindnesses and these mercies that came to sinners. Remember, it isn't what we've done or deserved or worked up, friends, for ourselves. Salvation came full and free in the person of Jesus, and it doesn't matter how bad thy case is. No. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, deceiving, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Oh, friends, has this been some part of our lives? I confess it has been mine. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Saviour toward man appeared. See the two verses here. See how far we were from God, serving divers lusts and living in malice and so forth. See how far from God we were. And yet the next verse, friend, bring us unto Him immediately. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Saviour toward man appeared. Our sins, the awfulness of our lives, friends, did not prevent His love. This is our mercy today. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Friends, when this mercy reaches into thy poor soul, we will never cease, friends, from praising and blessing the Lamb of God that took away our sins and forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And dear friends, every day I arise, Jesus and His cross is most blessed and sweet to my poor soul. Mercy. Mercy, friends. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And friends, once brought to know the blessedness of God's mercy in Jesus, we will praise Him and bless Him. But then we continue. We're under His constant care and His keeping. We are in His hands. We are under His mercy continually. David could say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He wanted for nothing, dear friends. David knew the mercy of the Lord. Think of David, that vast wilderness of Judea, all those many years that he traversed through that barren place, pursued like a fugitive. Did the Lord's mercy cease from him? No. He was constantly under the care and the keeping of his God. He could say at the latter end of that Psalm 23, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." That mercy, friends, brought him to the end of his days. the care of his God, his keeping power towards him, his preservation of him, supplied all his needs, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Oh, may it be our theme, friends, today. I think of the shepherd. This shepherd, dear friends, laid down his life for thy soul. Will he not keep it, friends? Will he not sustain our souls? Will he not preserve us to himself? Yes, he will. He's all our care. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And these mercies of the Lord, we know and understand day by day. I thought of the word in Lamentations. He was in such great trouble, Jeremiah, wasn't he? Greatly afflicted, greatly troubled, greatly burdened. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Have we known the Lord's mercies this morning? They are new every morning. Have we understood this truth? That he is the same Lord to us today as he was yesterday. He is unchanging in his love. He is unchanging in his mercy. He is unchanging in his goodness. Have we understood his mercy today? He has brought us to another day in our pilgrimage journey. He has given us another day of our lives. Is it a day to be spent in forgetfulness? Is it a day to be spent in indifference, in carelessness? Think of these mercies, dear friends. They're the mercies of the Lord to his people. He has brought us to another day. Is it in thankfulness that we rose up this morning? We came before the Lord in prayer and in supplication, thanked him, bringing us through the night season, brought us to another Lord's day in our pilgrimage journey, thanked him that our days are with him, the ordering of them. But another day that he has given to us in our lives, is it another day that we can praise and bless him for his mercies and for his goodness? We don't know the number of days that the Lord will give us upon this earth. He knows. But are they those days that we know to be under his mercy, his care and his keeping? Do we know him to be that one to protect us and to keep us and preserve us to himself? That we are under his mercy for another day. And what a mercy it is, dear friends, to know and to feel that belonging to him. And that he does own us to be his people. Those whom he loved with an everlasting love. Do we go forth, friends, and through this day with the love of Christ in our souls? This is our mercy, dear friends. It is our mercy. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Paul says, but my God shall supply all your need, as he left thee without at all, dear friends. Has he left thee without? It may have been in his will, friends, to deny thee something. Well, if that is the case, then it will be good. Honour him in his will. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, lacked ye anything? Nothing. And is that how we begin the day, dear friends? That Jesus, that one that supplies all our needs. And have we begun this day with another prayer, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you? And I do know this truth, and it's sad to confess this. He cares more for me than I care for him. Do we find that, dear friends? Sadly, isn't it? He cares more for my soul than I care for him. I wish at times that I could think upon him more, that I could know more favoured communion and union with him, that I could be a greater seeker of him. This is my confession, but I pray that the Lord will bring me into more and deeper, closer, loving relationship with him, to feel it and to know it. And then, friends, there's another blessing that belongs to us. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Whatever our needs, whatever our circumstance, whether it may be, dear friends, things without, things within, spiritually, we have the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, whatever our needs are, there may be those things outward, there may be those things connected with our lives here below, there may be those deeper needs, our spiritual needs, the needs of our never-dying souls. Those are very great and deep needs. They're above other needs. But come boldly, with freeness and liberty, to the throne of grace. Bring thy humble prayer and thy supplication before the Lord, and tell him all thy heart. The mercy seat, it is open for sinners. It is open, friends, to the vile, to the base. It is open to those, dear friends, who are the poor and the needy, the wretched and the undone. This is the mercy of the throne of grace, dear friends, because it is these that need the Lord. It is these that seek the Lord. They are poor in and of themselves. The Lord in his mercy has brought them to be thus, that they should never rise up above themselves, but they should always feel a need of Jesus. And it is a mercy to be helpless. It is a mercy to be weak. It is a mercy to be poor. Because then, dear friends, we shall always need the Lord Jesus. We shall be often coming to him to obtain mercy and help in time of need. We have read of that help in this 89th Psalm. I have laid help upon one that is mighty, O, this same Jesus. Help upon one that is mighty. But friends, in this way, have we come to the throne of grace? And friends, have we obtained mercy? Just reflect, dear friends, in thy life. Has the Lord answered thy prayer? Has he come to thy need, whatever it may have been? The small things and the great things. Has he ever refused thy case? Has he ever turned his back upon thee? I speak with reverence, dear friends. The Lord will not. Come boldly, he says. No, he will not refuse. But we may reflect. Yes, the Lord answered my prayer. The Lord met me here. The Lord came to my need. The Lord heard my prayer and my supplication. Read David in the Psalms, dear friends. A praying man. The numerous times that the Lord heard him, this poor man cried. Friends, if we have any strength of our own, we will never cry. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And then, dear friends, we have the mercies of the sanctuary. I often think of that man in Psalmist in Psalm 73. Wasn't he in great trouble? Why, his poor heart, friends, had gone out to the world. He'd seen how they lived, saw how they prospered, saw how they seemed to get on so well. And the poor man's heart was overtaken with it all. He seemed to be struggling, you know, struggling through life. My feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. The Lord came to him. He didn't leave him there. No, friends, he was a redeemed soul. But we do come, friends, and pass through these times of trouble and indifference in our souls. The Lord turned his captivity. Until I went into the sanctuary of God. Oh, friends. The mercies of the sanctuary. This is where the Lord is today, dear friends. The mercies of the sanctuary. This is where he abides, dear friends. This is where he dwells and has promised to dwell. The twos and the threes. He loves to be with them and in the midst of them. And he comes to answer all their needs. He came to this dear man. He had a great need. As the Lord appeared to us, dear friends, a word in season, a word to comfort, a word to strengthen us a little inwardly and spiritually, a word of direction, dear friends, or as he melted our poor souls with his love, dear friends. He has drawn our poor souls to him in worship and devotion and love to his name. The mercies of the sanctuary. Why, friends, if the Lord has blessed you with a word in season, it is one of the most precious blessings that a poor soul can ever experience here below. There's nothing in this world, friends, can match it or compare to it. A word from the Lord, not at all. The Lord's word abides forever. Everything outside of here, dear friends, is perishing. No, the mercies of the sanctuary, the Lord showed to him, he showed to him how rich he was. Far and above all those that dwelt in prosperity. He was blessed in his soul. And we can see that, dear friends, with Lazarus. He was a poor man, dear friends. Then there was the rich man. Who was rich, dear friends? Tell me who was rich. Lazarus was born up, friends, in the arms of Abraham, a type of heaven. The rich man, the Lord said in the parable, was in hell. Who was rich? But the mercies of the sanctuary, isn't it here where the Lord has visited and drawn near? Have we received some tokens for good? Have we received what Peter understood by the preaching of Jesus? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Have we understood that, dear friends? Every word is a token of heaven. Every word, friends, has taught us and shown to us that we're in the heavenly road, dear friends, the narrow way that leadeth unto life. Every word that he speaks to our souls, the precious things of Jesus, his characters and offices that he holds for us, so that we shall be helped to continue through our course here below. And then, friends, he may come and enshine into our hearts and reveal and manifest again his love to us. Ah, dear friends, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And speaking of those mercies, there is a precious truth shown to us. And by Paul writing to Timothy, Onesiphorus sought to find out and come to Paul whilst he was at Rome, and he found him. It is a mercy to seek out the Lord's servants who seem to be so struggling at times, pressing hard. Paul was very tried in the preaching of the gospel. But the Lord gave mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of me. Friends, I pray for this, that the Lord give mercy to each of your homes. The mercy of the Lord, the mercy of his presence, the mercy of his help, the mercy, dear friends, of the union and the communion with him in our homes, dear friends. It is the Sabbath day. This is the day of rest and peace in the gospel. But friends, every day. What a prayer this was from Paul. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, friends. I pray that each one of us here will find mercy in that day. It is in the day of the Lord's appearing. Oh, to find mercy in that day. Oh, to be found those separated to his right hand and be blessed. That is the mercy. And friend, it is promised to the Lord's dear people, that mercy. I go to prepare a place for you. That is the mercy. Jesus has spoken it, friend. Has he spoken it to thy soul? Has he spoken it to my soul? Have we a little hope, dear friends, in the promise? This is the mercy. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Oh, the Lord, dear friends, will never deceive. No. What a mercy it is then to find favour in the Lord in that day, the day of his appearing. Mercy. It is that mercy through his blood, isn't it? Just very briefly, two more thoughts. We may feel, friends, day by day, the solemn truth of our sins and iniquities. Besetting sins, failing, shortcomings. And I am no exception, dear friends. I'm no different to any other. I have much to confess, much to repent of. But there is mercy with the Lord. Mercy in his pardon and forgiveness. God who is rich in mercy, who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. When Jesus died upon the cross at Calvary, laid down his life, it was for the sins of his people, sins past, present and to come. Dear friends, what a mercy it is. It will be a life of repentance for the Lord's dear people, following their redemption through his blood. It will be a life venturing at the fountain of his precious blood, as the publican was. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Now that dear man, dear friends, song of the mercies of the Lord. I know he did. Well, it doesn't say so in the scripture. Dear friends, that man was burdened. That man was so troubled in respect of his sin. He went to his house justified. Did he praise the Lord? Oh, friends, doesn't have to say it in scripture. I know he praised the Lord. Because I have praised the Lord. It follows, dear friends, if the Lord has shown his mercy and forgiveness, we cannot but fail, friends, to praise and thank him for that mercy found. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And dear friends, we will sing of the mercies of the Lord each and every day. We're repenting sinners, dear friends. And then another truth. And it is a truth, I thought, in respect of seekers. What a mercy it is to be a seeker. Seeking Christ, seeking his mercy. That is what a poor seeking sinner wants, isn't it? The mercy of the Lord. To look down upon them. Psalm 119, I believe it is, that let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Friends, if we are seeking, if we want to know the Lord in his rich mercy and salvation, David the psalmist said, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation. He may have many times sought for deliverance from many things that opposed him. Literal deliverances, temporal deliverances. But friends, what about a spiritual deliverance? Let thy mercies also come unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. What is it, according to thy word? Friends, in Jesus and his gospel is mercy. That joyful sound that we've read together, the good news of salvation. Oh, friends, the gospel is the good news of salvation. It is salvation to sinners. And friends, I pray that you may be those that shall obtain the blessing. And I close with this word. In Isaiah 30, verse 18, "And therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you." Dear friends, the Lord will wait. Art thou crying? Art thou seeking this mercy? "That he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you." It is a day of grace today. The Lord waits to be gracious. He waits to show his mercy. And it is to those that shall seek him. And I pray, dear friends, that not almost, as Paul said to Agrippa, but all together, yes, everyone, pray that the Lord might show his mercy to everyone, all together. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £740, and the collection that we took a week ago for the Trinitarian Bible Society has now increased to £3,187, for which we will be very thankful. God willing, Mr. Ince will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service, and Mr. Izzard is expected to preach next Tuesday evening and next Lord's Day. Hymn 602. "Jesus the author is of true and living faith. This blessed grace he gives and saves our souls from death. By faith in him we live and view the wonders God alone can do." 602.
that's those things attended to this morning in thy name. We pray that we may be enabled to lift thee up and glorify thee in the midst of us. For thou hast done all things well. Pardon all that has been amiss and sinful with us. Take us to our homes in peace and safety. Be with us in the interval. Bring us to the evening sacrifice, if it be thy gracious will. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and forever. Amen.